Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we will listen to one of the most famous chapters in the whole Bible, Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments. Morgan Jackson, our guest reader, will share the Ten Commandments out of Exodus chapter 20.
Exodus 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Now when the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. They stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off, while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the people of Israel, you have seen for yourself that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver to be with me, nor shall you make for yourself gods of gold. An altar of earth shall you make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of huge stone, for if you wield your tool on it, you profane it. And you shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not exposed on it."
At 28 years old in 1983, I read Exodus 19 and 20 on the same day. I shared this yesterday, but it's worth sharing again. The Lord appears to the nation of Israel with a display of power. The appearance was to test the people and instill the fear of the Lord so that they would not sin, according to verse 20. The people became so afraid, they wanted an intermediary between them and God, Moses, according to verse 19. At 42 years old in 1997, I read Exodus 20 through 22 on the same day, and concerning this chapter I wrote, God has instructions for daily living. He cares about how we do business and how we treat people, and how we worship him. At 60 years old in 2015, after reading Exodus 20, I wrote in my journal, Moses is called up to the mountain to hear from God. Aaron too. God gives Moses the Ten Commandments. In Exodus chapter 20, God gave Moses 10 commandments. Let's number them. 1. You shall have no other gods before me. 2. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. 3. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 5. Honor your father and your mother. 6. You shall not murder. 7. You shall not commit adultery. 8. You shall not steal. 9. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. 10. You shall not covet. Why do you think God gave Israel these 10 commandments? Think about their situation. They had been in Egypt under Egyptian law for 430 years. They were slaves in the nation of Egypt. Now God has set them free. They get to govern themselves. So God gives them an outline about how He expects them to live. The first four commandments are about our relationship with God. 1, you shall have no other gods before me. 2, you shall not make for yourself an idol. 3, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And 4, we are to remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Those may be looked at as vertical commandments, our relationship with God. It's important to realize that God says He is a jealous God. He wants our undivided attention. He doesn't want us to share Him with anyone else or anything else. He also institutes the Sabbath, a principle of rest. Rest is a blessing from God. Do you rest? Are you restful? The last six commandments have to do with our relationship with each other. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. These could be looked at as horizontal commandments. Again, commandments of how we treat one another. It's amazing, isn't it, in our day that these commandments have become so controversial? What's really wrong with these 10 principles to live by? Why are they so offensive that they have to be removed from public places? Do you think life would be better if we followed these 10 principles? I sure do. I can find nothing inherently wrong with any of these concepts, can you? Maybe your application from chapter 20 is just to think through these commandments and see why you can't simply commit to obey them. Back in chapter 19, that's what the Lord asked us to do. He said, "Obey my voice and keep my covenant." As you think through these 10 principles, is there any reason why you can't obey His voice and keep this covenant? Remember, if we do, we will be treasured by God. And let's look at the last couple of verses as we close out Exodus chapter 20, starting with verse 18. "Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off." I, for one, think that's a healthy relationship with God, a little fear and trembling. They saw this powerful display of God, and they said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die." And Moses said to them, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of Him may be before you, that you may not sin." Yes, God has also come to test us. A healthy fear of God will keep us from sinning. Oh, that more people would have a healthy fear and trembling of the one true God. Father, thank You that You give us principles to live by. You gave us guidance in our relationship with You and also in how we treat others. Thank You for reminding us of the 10 commandments today. And thank You for reminding us that You test us so that we will not sin. Holy Spirit, help me keep the 10 commandments. Help me be a demonstration of them to those around me. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.